I kind of have a feeling you all know why you're here, but just in case somebody in the room is under 20 years old, Leonard has been quite a prolific contributor to a lot of open source projects, and chances are that that you actually you run at least one, possibly two pieces of his original software on your Linux distros if you got a modern system. He's also one of the overall quite few people who could be given who have been given the honor of having specific distributions created explicitly not to include products he has, software he has created. So he's going to talk about possibly the